Detroit's home buying system has been pretty well broken through the years of recession and bankruptcy. Banks have been nervous, to say the least, about lending money to buy a home in a city with such deeply depressed property values. But a new mortgage program has been unveiled that could help prospective home buyers in a pretty creative way. Anna Clark is back with us. Her piece about the new Detroit Home Mortgage Initiative is in Next City. Good to see you, Anna.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Before we talk about what Detroit Home Mortgage is, just tell us, what is the problem that it aims to solve?
As I think is pretty obvious to everyone, there has been a market failure of massive proportions in Detroit. If the housing bubble was a time when costs for homes were artificially high, in Detroit and in other shrinking cities around the country, they're artificially low. And it's not just that there are far more houses than there are people.
Okay.
It's also that even people who want to buy homes are finding it extraordinarily difficult to get a mortgage. In 2014, there were 3,500 single-family homes purchased. Only 462 of them actually received a mortgage. The rest of them, those cash sales, are not just for, like, you know, a couple thousand dollars bought at auction. A lot of these cash sales, as you'll hear if you, like, hang around town a lot, mm-hmm. is, like, people paying, like, tens of thousands and sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars cash sales, you know? It's very strange, but this is just in a few particular neighborhoods. It's a weird market. There's a few zip codes that have a sort of housing bubble going on a little bit. You know, those are the ones where mortgages are offered. Those are the ones where there's a lot of high value homes
going. Like Midtown, Corktown.
Exactly. These are exactly it. They're obvious. You know, downtown, Lafayette mm-hmm. Park. You know, these are ones where it's very extremely difficult sometimes to, like, break in and the prices are going up, you know. The rest of the city, even people who want to buy homes, have been running into problems that are systematic. So, for example, it's difficult to even get an appraiser to come into the city to evaluate the home. When they do come into the home to appraise it, the values that they appraise them at are often, like, deflated. They're very low. Not because this, like, beautiful brick home is, like, only worth, like, $5,000. It's been difficult because they're, you know, the comparable sales in that neighborhood, you know, having been sold at auction or not having been sold in many long time, are artificially low. And
okay.
so when the appraisal comes in and it's at, you know, much less than the mortgage was, it usually breaks down the mortgage deal.
So there's this big fat gap mm-hmm. between what a seller has to get for the house
mm-hmm.
and what it's appraised at.
Right.
Our producer Mike Blank was saying today, a friend who had a good job, had a good income, couldn't get a mortgage to buy a house.
And it's incredibly frustrating, right? I mean, like, this is a city that wants people to come, you know? We have, you know, beautiful properties that are just, like, waiting for people to make homes out of them. There's a lot of excitement about rehab work in Detroit mm-hmm. right now with shows like Rehab Addict that are going on. But it's difficult to even get into the home in the first place. It's also difficult to get loans to cover the essential rehab costs to make these homes livable. The system is, like, so broken.
It's skewed toward the big speculators
Absolutely.
And the absentee landlords who aren't going to put any kind of love into a neighborhood, are
Absolutely.
They?
Yeah. And so the system is serving mostly that if people are buying the properties, they tend to be these out-of-town landlords and speculators or, you know, large corporations that are just kind of accumulating property, not people who want to help build neighborhoods. For those folks, it's so hard.
So here we have Detroit Home Mortgage. What is it and how does it solve this big, fat, annoying, really destructive appraisal gap?
This is a fascinating collaboration. Okay, so there's a huge multi-sector partnership. It's got Mayor Mike Duggan on board, Governor Rick Snyder. The Clinton Global Initiative has sort of spearheaded this. 5 regional banks, 2 national foundations, lots of folks are on board, have come together to offer a sort of 2-level program. The first part of the program, it will offer mortgages at the appraised cost of a home.
Okay.
And the second part of the program is that they will offer loans directly to help cover that gap between the appraised cost and what it costs to actually live in it.
So if I wanted to buy a house, let's mm-hmm. just say in Northwest Detroit, and there it is, I've got the job, I've got the salary, I'll get basically 2 mortgages?
Yeah, okay. and you can also refinance, too. That's also what's kind of interesting. So, like, folks who have already have a home or have a loan and maybe on less good terms that this could offer, they can also kind of refinance through this, which is interesting. There are some qualifications. You do have to have a credit score of, I believe, 640, and you have to show that you have an adequate income, which is not preset. I think that kind of is dependent on what the mortgage is,
so
you know?
So this is not mm-hmm. low-income housing, and this is not what we saw in the 90s. Come on in. We don't care what your credit's like. We're going to give you a mortgage.
Yeah.
You've got to qualify.
Yeah, you got to qualify on some like basic levels, but it's also an agile enough program that it's open to people of all different kinds of income levers. It's much more inclusive than I think a lot of folks maybe expected, you know, for interventions in this program. It's also not neighborhood specific, and that's something that's new. There have been some targeted programs, smaller scale collaborations that have been working in different neighborhoods in Detroit, like the Mary Grove neighborhood and the Bagley neighborhood, trying to help interrupt this crisis and boost the whole neighborhood, the property values there, and get appraisals set right. What this program, the home mortgage program, does is it gives people the freedom to pick any house they want in the entire city, and they're not limited. It's not like a specific residential incentive for, say, downtown.
So I know there's a pool of about $75 million available in first mortgages and about $40 million for second. Is anyone predicting how many mortgages they might expect to be written through this pool of money?
I believe there is, especially in that second pool, they have, at least right now, it's targeted for 1,000 people over the next 3 years. I'm not sure if there's room for that to be expanded or if that's a bit of a pilot or if that's just what it is. But 1,000 would be huge. I mean, again, think about those numbers. 3,500 sold in 2014. So 1,000 mortgages offered over 3 years. I mean, that's a substantial percentage of how many homes that could be bought in the city.
Who do they think might be the most likely to want to do this? Is anyone kind of projected out?
I'm not sure who they think.
All right, what do you think?
But I'll give my own thing.
Give me your thoughts.
I know lots of folks in the city who have been here for a long time and have been renting, and I'll just out myself. I'm one of them. and people who have families and people trying to find some way to stabilize their situation in a city that they've already developed an attachment to, whether they've been here for a very long time or whether they're newer into the community. Folks who do not have the means to take out a huge chunk of money to pay in cash for a home and pay basically in cash for rehab work. This is going to be their entry into being full residents of the city.
And so when you look at that, what do you think the Detroit Home Mortgage Initiative would mean for neighborhoods that are not downtown and midtown and Corktown and Lafayette Park?
Well, I think they're truly included into the city. Every neighborhood has its own unique history and culture, and some have obviously been more hard hit than others. But what this program does is it gives each community an opportunity to make its case to prospective residents, you know, and also to make it possible for those who are in those communities to stay there. You know, a lot of those further out neighborhoods are dependent on renters right now. I mean, if it's possible for some of those renters to transition into being an owner in that community, it does change things. It does, you know, and it's all very new. It's just been announced. We've yet to see how this is going to unfold on the ground. But if it proceeds as intended, it is a pretty powerful corrective for a housing market that has not been able to adapt to the needs of cities like Detroit.
How would people listening who might want to take advantage of this, how are people able to access this program, the Detroit Home Mortgage Initiative?
Well, it is active as of now, so that's cool. they have a website. You can Google Detroit Home Mortgage. I can't remember it off the top of my head. They have all the details there. One other actually interesting aspect of the program that I noticed is people who do participate in the program are going to be obliged to take a course in home ownership and specifically on the financial risks of buying a home at higher than the appraised value, and those are going to be offered by sort of a diverse set of community agencies and churches around the city.
Now, it's interesting because I noticed the 5 participating regional banks. I guess we should list them because people would want to know, and it's all the same terms, same interest rates, no bank fees, but we're talking about Huntington Bank, Flagstar Bank, Talmer Bank and Trust, First Merit Bank, and Liberty Bank. I'm wondering if there is a feeling that by these banks, big name banks, getting involved in writing mortgages in Detroit, if that will begin to, in the long run, change the conversation and change their involvement in Detroit neighborhoods.
It's powerful in telling that all these participating banks are ones with strong regional roots, which is, you know, significant. They tend to be the ones who they themselves and also the appraisers they tend to work with do understand the context of Detroit neighborhoods and any home they particularly look at. That's powerful. And I think that can have benefits that go beyond this particular program. What's significant about this kind of collaboration, and specifically among, you know, a lot of different lenders, is it suggests that what is going on with the housing housing problem in Detroit is not any one institution's problem. It's the responsibility isn't on any one particular bank for not doing a good enough job. It's not on the city hall even for not doing a good enough job. It's not even on residents who sometimes may or may not be as responsible of homeowners as we'd like. But it is this collective issue. We all do have a stake in it. This collaboration shows a collective responsibility that is powerful and also will teach us some lessons on how to solve other systemic problems in Detroit.
Anna Clark's story, There's a New Plan to Fix Detroit's Broken Home Buying System, can be found at nextcity.org. It's always great to talk with you, Anna. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I love coming here.